We have up to the mass, at the end of the mass, the presentation of the financial report. So a short reflection of the scripture readings we have heard today. Dear brothers and sisters, today's readings remind us that we do not possess anything in our life that we refuse to surrender to the Lord. In reality, these things often possess us and we become the prisoners of our possessions. The first reading advises each and every one of us to use the God-given virtue of prudence and to seek true wisdom in preference to vanishing realities like riches or political and social influence. Solomon chose wisdom before everything else, but when he accepted wisdom, he received everything else along with wisdom. The second reading warns us that we are accountable before God as to how we use our blessings, and that the living and effective word of God must be our guide in evaluating the use of our blessings. And in the gospel, Jesus shocked his disciples with this challenge to the Jewish belief that material wealth and prosperity were signs of God's blessings. Instead, he declared that true religion consisted in one's sharing his blessings with others rather than getting attached to the material's possessions. There is a joke told about sharing our various gifts and talents. Once the parish church was badly in need of repair, so the pastor called a special meeting to raise funds. At the assembly, the pastor explained the need of an emergency fund for plastering the roof and supporting pillars and for carrying out other items of repair. He invited the congregation to pledge contributions. After a short silence, the richest man in the parish got up and volunteered to give $50. Just as he sat down, a piece of plaster fell from the ceiling on his head. He jumped up, looked terribly startled, and said, "I meant to say $500. The congregation stood silent and stunned. Then a thin voice cried out from the back, "Oh Lord, hit him again." Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to follow and learn today are, first, we need to accept the invitation to generous sharing. Jesus was so generous that he gave us his very self. Hence, there should be a desire to give in the heart of every Christian. God does not ask us to give up our riches and wealth, but he does ask us to use them wisely for his service. We must manage our possessions wisely so that they do not gain control over our hearts and lives. God gives us time, talents, and riches that we may use them in the service of others. Secondly, we heard in today's gospel Jesus saying, "You lack one thing." We all have something in our lives that serves as a major obstacle or block to happiness and peace. It may be anger, holding grudges, alcohol, drugs, lust, apathy, lies, unfaithfulness, theft, or fraud. Let us invite God into our lives and into our efforts to face and remove that one obstacle to holiness. As we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration, let us pray for the grace and blessings that we may share our various gifts and talents that we have received as a gift from God. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.